Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Michelle Redlinger, director of the Washington Chamber of Commerce, about the Candlelight Tour of Homes being held this Saturday and Sunday. This is part two of a two-part interview.
And then we're also going to be opening up the commercial space underneath the row, the Buttons House and the row heating commercial space that used to be, and learn about the LET centers, their mission for art in the community, and they're also going to be having a photo booth this year. And so just another activity that you can have a little bit of fun and walk away with the tour of homes with a nice memento.
And it's always neat to see how different people decorate. That's one thing I've enjoyed over the last few tours.
Yeah, and some will be modern and some will be historical. And I believe the ANSAC said that they're trying to get over 100 different nativity sets for their home, but they're borrowing from people. So I think they're asking lots of people, and we'll see how that turns out.
And can you remind us when this is and how to get tickets?
Absolutely. This is the first weekend in December, and so it's December 3rd in the evening from 4 to 8 p.m., and then on Sunday, December 4th from 1 to 4 p.m. You can get tickets at the Washington Chamber of Commerce. You can get it at a variety of the downtown retailers, our local banks, and there should be signs on some of the businesses' windows that are selling tickets for us.
And do you have any advice for people who may be traveling from home to home regarding parking or anything like that?
We try to identify parking spaces at the home. So we just ask that you try to get to one of the spots, and we have a map on the tickets, and then we'll identify some parking. I know that there's a couple places that don't have a lot of on-street parking, and so we'll have some signage available. For example, the ANSACs and the Blair House that are right on 92, the parking will be over across the street at the United Presbyterian Church.
So that's all thought of ahead of time.
We try to, but I'm not going to say that something won't slip through the cracks.
And what's your favorite part of this kind of event?
Well, I think the best part is that every year is different. And so sometimes we can have a majority of one style of homes, or something just comes out as a surprise. And then the holiday spirit. I mean, it's already crazy in the holidays to get ready for just your normal family activities and food. But to open your doors to the community and to see that holiday spirit, I think is one of the more special things of this event.
And a couple of years ago, you were having some trouble getting some homes signed up. If people are interested in doing this next year, how do they get signed up with that?
Yeah, absolutely. We already have a couple homes that we're talking to for next year, and we're actually contemplating doing something a little bit unique, and we're going to see if we might be able to pull off a country tour and provide transportation for next year. So if you yourself are interested or you have a referral, please contact us at the chamber. And especially if you might not have thought that you could be a home because you live outside of city limits, give us a call, because we're going to try and see if we can do something just a little bit different next year. And I'm not going to promise it's going to work out, but that's one of the ideas that we are entertaining. And then just one last thing, I would like to thank our sponsors who helped to make the event possible. And our photo booth this year is sponsored by the Community First Credit Union. And our one of our biggest partners is the Jingle Bell Run, who helps us along the way and contributes to the downtown lights. And our presenting sponsor is the Home Team Realty. And I know that they just are excited to be a part with all the homes and getting in and out of the house. They can't get enough of it.
That's been today's Washington Page with Michelle Redlinger, director of the Washington Chamber of Commerce, speaking about the Candlelight Tour of Homes being held in Washington this Saturday and Sunday. This is part two of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.